Okay, so a sim-sadik test, basically it's two parts. The first part is what's counted to be mitzarif levatel the yisr. And the second part is a mevatel nesulach atchila. So the question that starts off in the beginning of the sim is whether or not atzamis are counted to be mevatel the yisr. So this is based on the Gemara discusses by the Zraya v'sheila. They cook the isle of a nazir. So it says that they cook the zraya goes to the kohen, that's considered kachim, whatever, and the rest goes to the nazir. But it's cooked all together. So the rest of the isle is going to receive l'chayra tam of the abliyah, at least from the part which he's not really allowed to eat. So the answer is that it's batel. And from here, is actually, this develops into a machloikis of what's the shir bittel, whether or not you need shishim or mea. Some say you need shishim, that's the shir bittel, and some say mea. What's this based on? So the question is whether when you calculate the rest of the aisle against the zraya, do you take into account the bones or do you ignore the bones? So why should be a difference? Because either if you take into account the bones, that means you count the bones of the zraya le'isser, and the bones of the rest of the ayah leheter. And if you don't take into account, so you have less heter and you have less isser. But the answer is that the zraya has much more bones compared, I guess the percentage of the zraya that's bones is much greater than from the rest of the ayah. So if you take into account the bones and you calculate the bones against the bones, I mean, the meat with the bones of the Zraya against the meat with the bones of the rest of the aisle. So then you're going to come up with a cheshbon of shishim. I'm sorry, so then you're going to come up with a cheshbon of mea. In the rest of the aisle, you have so much more than the Zraya, you have 100 times the Zraya. Okay, but if you don't count the bones, you're only counting the meat of the Zraya against the meat of the rest of the aisle, so then you're going to have much more. Then you're going to have, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. If you count the bones, so then you only have shishin. In other words, the rest of the aisle is not that much bigger than the zraya. The problem is the zraya, there's a lot of bone. There's a big bone in the zraya. So therefore, if you don't count the bones, so then the amount of meat that you have in the rest of the aisle against the amount of meat that you have in the Zraya, that already you have mea. So it's a machlekes whether or not you count the bones or not. So l'chayr, what comes out from here? That we know that the shir bittel is b'shishim. So l'chayr, it should follow that do we consider the bones or do we not consider the bones? The cheshvan of shishim means that you do count the bones. The bones of the isser are the isser, and the bones of the heter are the heter. And that's why you only had shishim in the rest of the aisle against the zraya. So l'chayra from the Gemara comes out. The way simple understanding of what comes out from the Gemara is that the bones of the yisr are counted for the yisr and the bones of the heter are counted for the heter. The Rishonim raise the issue that there's Yerushalmi, though, that's mashma. The Yerushalmi says that the klipe arlo, the fruits of Arla that are in Asariv, in Heter, the klipos of the Arla are mitzarif to be Mila, they're mitzarif with the Heter to be Mavatal the Arla. So this is L'chayra, not what we said, because L'chayra, the klipos should be like the bones, so not the fruits itself, it's just doesn't really have the taste of the fruits, just like the bones don't really have the taste of the basar nevela. But the maskan of the Gemara seemed to be that according to the mandamer that we say b'shishin, so that the bones of the yisr count as part of the yisr. But here we're saying the Rishalmi that the klipos count to be mevatel the fruits of arla. So how do we go about this? So the Ramban's mahalach is Machloek is Babli Yerushalmi, so the Lach is like the Babli, so therefore the bones are counted, taken into the Cheshbon. Bones of Isser are counted for the Isser. So let's say if you have a Kazayis of Basar, Nevela, they do count.
So
like the Shishim, because we're Mashar b'Shishim, and the man Damer that said Shishim holds Basar b'had Basar v'Atzamas b'had the Basar v'Atzamas.
Oh, meaning it's Isser.
Yeah, the bones of Isser count as. But the bones of Isser count as Isser. So let's say if you have a Kazayis of Basar Nevela with together with a bone, it's Kazayis of Basar with a Kazayis of bone, so you need to have Kufchaf Zaysim in the potatoes against that piece of Nevela. And Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rash quotes the Rash that says, Punk Fakert, this is all in the base series of it. It says, Punk Fakert, that that sugya, maybe that klal in general is correct, that, you know, the halacha is like the Bavli, like the Rambam wanted to say. But that sugya is not a libud the hilcha, so all the Rishonim say that when you're learning out shir bittel from the Zoraya B'Sheila, it's min b'minoy. Everyone agrees min b'minoy, there's no shir shishim, there's no shir mea. It's either batel b'roiv min ha-Torah, or it's b'mashahu, if you want to follow Rabbi Yehuda and Rashi. And so that's an asmachta b'alma. So there's no halachas really learned out from that. In the end of the day, that sugya is not really a libud hilchasa. So therefore, the halacha remains that just like, in other words, not like the sugya in the Bavli, the halacha remains that just like the klipei arla are mitzarev to mevatel the fruits of arla, so the atzamas, even the atzamas of iser, are mitzarev to be mevatel the piece of nevela. And the Ran was mechalik that it's not really machoikis between the Bavli and the Rishalmi. You can be miyasha both together. That the when do we would count the bus the atzamas, we count it as part of the iser. That's what you're talking about, atzamas that are atzamas harakis, soft, tasty bones that you like to chew on, those types of bones. So those bones are, that's like a piece of Isser that has Tam Isser, and those are counted as part of the Isser. And those bones by the Heter are counted as part of the Heter, obviously. But the if you're talking about bones that are some asivation, they don't have any Tam, they're dry, those bones, that's Alderech, the Klipei Arla, that's like the Klipas, shells, they don't have any Tam whatsoever, they're not like bones that have taste in them. They're peels. Peel of an egg does not, it's like a, so the peels, these types of things, if it will be atzamas yaveshim, so then that's when it'll count, even if it's from an iser, from a piece of iser, but it will count to be mevatel the iser. So we have to understand, the Mechaber Paschim is like the Rash, that even atzamas, the atzamas harakis, those that have flavor, those that have taste, are able to count to be mevatel the yisser. If it has taste, why shouldn't it? Because the Ran is l'chayr right. So the answer is it doesn't. It can't give off enough taste to Aser. That's the Nekudas Inyan. It's worded a little differently, the crazy place in the Chavis Das, but the Nekudas Inyan is basically that it's not like the piece of Nevela, and it doesn't have the Koyach to Aser B'Nesinas Tam. Okay? That's why it doesn't Aser. And it's not Asering, and therefore its taste, for whatever reason, is not strong enough to Aser. And therefore, it could be Mevatel. It could be mevatel the basar nevela. If you learn, let's say like the shachs mahalach, that adarabe, if you're talking about tasty bones, they're mitzarif leisser. The bones that are mitzarif leheter, the bones of isser that are mitzarif leheter, like if they're bedoim to klipos, if they're mamish like shells. So these types of things, if they're completely dry, so why should they, so I understand, by there it's pasha why it doesn't aser, but the question in the reverse is a little shver, how could it count to be mevatel? So the Prima Gadim explains is basically, the two pachinis are, I don't know if I'm explaining it the best way. So the Prima Gadim explains, because in the end of the day, when the Isser is spreading into everything uniformly, into everything that's in the pot. So therefore, if I have some atzamas in the pot, so that's going to be mekabel some of the tam Isser, a proportionate amount of the tam Isser, which means that there's going to be less tam Isser going into my potatoes. So therefore, it's counting to that if altogether I have shishim, which means less than a 60th is going into my potatoes, and therefore it's helping to be mefatal the Isser. Because the poil taste is going into it, sitting in the pot. It doesn't have to have a taste. Okay, this shita would obviously hold it. The shach's mahalach, he would have to hold, okay, that it's not, you don't need that that in order to help be mevatel, that the thing is giving off a taste. It's giving off a taste, and that taste is countering a being mevatel, the taste of the nevela. That's not what's happening according to the shach. It's because Adarabba, the ones that have a taste are mitzaref le'iser. He's saying the ones that are completely dry and they're still helping. They're mamish like klipas. They're like eggshells. These things, and it's still helping you. Why? The answer is because time is going into it. If time is going into it, then less time is going. So if you'll say, but wait a minute, time is going into it, but it'll come right back out. Because if it's a food and time is going into it, so it's its own taste, then its own taste will help him mevatel it. But if it's just it's going to go in, it'll go right back out. So the Pirim Gadim talks about, he touches, this is already connected to the sugya of Trei Mashahu. Because I have shishim in the whole pot, right? That means that the bliya that's going into this bone is a mashahu, the 60 against it. So a mashahu doesn't have the koyach to go out of a chaticha. That was the Pirim Gadim's whole mahalach in the sugya of Trei Mashahu, if you remember. So that's the Pirim Gadim's mahalach over here.
What's this last point?
Why don't we say, if the etzem doesn't have any lachluchis to be mevatel the iser, it's not countering the tam iser with any tam. You just want to say that it's going into it, but so it'll just leave. Okay, so why? So he answers, it doesn't have the koyach to leave. That was how the Prima Gadim learned the sugya of Trei Mashahu, that the reason why we don't say Trei Mashahu was because a mashu doesn't have the koyach to leave.
According to this. So if I have one piece of meat, 59 pieces of wood, and I put it on the vela, a piece of meat is kosher.
Why not?
So yeah.
As long as all the wood is inside, lagamri, inside the roite, whatever, it's inside the pot, it's fully surrounded by the pot, yes, it should work. The nafkim between these two mahalach means the tazas mahalach, that it's the lachluchas, and even though we're dealing with an etzem, even if we're dealing with a dry etzem, but it has some lachluchis. It doesn't have. It's not nois and tam, but it's like al derech ein beginim nois and tam. You know, it's still. It's not yavish keitz. It has some lachluchis. So even an etzem has some a little bit of lachluchis, and that lachluchis is helping to be mevatel the tam iser. But what happens if you'd be dealing with a piece of cheres that's sitting in the pot? Let's say b'tchilas habishul, a spoon fell into the pot. And it's sitting on the bottom of the pot, and then the pot got hot, and the iser fell in. So once the iser fell in, it was already, you had this piece of kli that was inside the kdeh, which is completely mukuf with roitiv. So could it count to be mevatel the, could it help to be mitzarf to vatel the iser? According to the mahalach of the taz, no, because it doesn't have any tam. And according to the mahalach of the shach, yes. Because some time will go into the spoon, which means less will be going into everything else. Now, in the end of Sif Aleph, I don't know what to say first. Okay, we'll come back to. Let's say this part now. In the end of Sif Aleph, he says that the Guf HaGdeira is not mitzarf levatel liyisr. That means that. If we're saying that the atzamas, the mechaber, that's the halacha, right? The mechaber shita that the atzamas, even though they don't have any tam, could count to be mevatel the iser. So maybe I'll think that, let's say if a kazayis of iser falls into the pot and I have 59 kazayisim of heter, well, really I have shishim. Why? Because some of the iser is being nivla into the kli. So we want to count the gufa kli. It means we want the kli to absorb some of the iser. That's what we're discussing in Sif Aleph. Can we say that the kli absorbs some of the iser? Of course the kli absorbs some of the iser. That's the whole reason if I cook heter in a kli shal iser, it asters my food, because when I cook the iser was nivla into the kli. Now when I cook the heter, the tam's going to come out and aster my food. So zikr, the iser is nivla into the kli. So iser is being nivla into the kli, so let's say that I really do have shishin. Let's count the kli. We don't count the kli. The chumra we say that if you cooked iser in a kli, and then you cooked heter, so iser was absorbed into the kli. That's only the chumra. To say lekula, that the iser gets absorbed in the kli, that we don't say. Why don't we say it lekula? What's holding us back? Why can't you say that it goes into the kli, and therefore there's less going into the... So you go with the ma'alach of the taz, this question doesn't begin. Why the gufa kli is not mitzaref? Because the only thing that's helping to be mevatel is something that's giving off a little time, at least on the chluchis, to help to be mevalvul the time. Gufak deira cannot do that. It's just a piece of metal. It's just a piece of wood. Masha'inka neshita sashach, that even a dry klipa could count to be mevatel the iser, because some iser is lapoil going inside of it, and then it doesn't have the koyach to come out. So why can't a gufa kli be mitzaref? So over here, the mafarshim say two possible answers within this mahalach, that even if it's dry, doesn't have the lachluchas, it still helps to be mevatel. Within this mahalach, so there's two explanations why it would only work by a etzem and not by the gufa kdeira. So the Prisha explains that the reason why we can't count the kli, let's say slakula, the reason why we can't count the kli is because we have to be choishish that it's sava milavloya, and therefore nothing's going to go in. The bone, we know, is not. You're cooking it now, right? So the bone will now absorb the iser, some of the iser, so therefore it'll be less going in. But the kli already has, it was used already before, so the kli might not absorb lakula, the kli might not absorb some of the iser. You'll say, so then the din should be that it depends. If it's a kli chadash, then it should be counted because it could absorb. And only if it's a kli yashan, then you could say maybe it's sava levloya, so therefore it's not going to absorb. So then you'll answer, says the preacher, that we make a chilik between, we make like a gzeira of chadash atu yashan. That's the preacher's mahalach. And the pritayar, I think it's the pritayar, says that this is all what I'm saying now so far is all in the Mishmas Tezavs and Katan Aleph. Goes through the sugya. Maybe doesn't maybe talk out the sugya so clearly, but goes through all the explanations of the different shittas. So the Pritayar explains that the reason why we'll count the bone. The reason why we could assume even lagabi the bone, we could assume even lakula that it spreads uniformly and is proportionate amount going into the bone. That's because the bone is inside the tafshel; it's mukaf with the roitiv completely. So therefore, we could assume even lakula. We have a right to assume that a proportionate amount goes into the bone. Whereas by the kli, since it's not mukaf completely surrounded on both sides in the tafshel, it's only exposed to the tafshel on one side, therefore the chumra, we have to assume that it's possible that it's able to absorb. But to say the kula, that it goes into it a proportionate amount, that we cannot say. And again, the nafkim between these two would be, if you're sticking in a spoon that fell in, if it's, so going to the mahalach of the taz, that zikr can't, that you need lachluchis, that's what we said before. Mahalach, you need lachluchas, it for sure can count, but the mahalach, you don't need lachluchas, and now it's already not so pashit. If it's in the according to the reason of the pritayar, then it would count, because it's mukav completely in the tafshil. But according to the prisha's mahalach, so lav dafke, because if it's a kli, so if it's a kli yashan, and maybe it won't absorb because it's sava levloya, and then we'll even make a gzeir by chadash atu yashan. So it will be only according to the pritayar's mahalach that we would count what's inside. That we would count what's if something, let's say a kli fell in, we would count what's inside of it. The Rama. So we said okay. We said three shittas in the Rishonim. The Ramban, the Rash, and the Ran. The Mechaber Paskin is like the Rash, and the Shach Paskin is like the Ran. The Ramah quotes a totally different shita. The Ramah is the Raki Moshe says this is based on the Arizarua. The Arizarua shita is that the Tzamas of Heter, Mitzarif Heter, that was Lekulei Alma, according to all the shitas. The Tzamas of Isser are going to be neutral. I'm not going to say like the Ramban that the Tzamas of Isser are Mitzarif Isser. Even at Tzamas Arrakis, you don't have to be choishish for the Ran that it's Mitzarif Isser. That was the Ran shita, that Arrakis are Mitzarif Isser. We're saying at Tzamas of Isser are not Mitzarif Isser. To say that it's Mistarif Laheter, that no. Will be Machmer to say. Mikar Adin, the Ramah says, you have it right. Mikar Adin, the Loch is like the Rash. Tzamas of Isser are also Mistarif Laheter. Just, we're Machmer that it shouldn't be Mistarif Laheter. Where does this Chumma come from? What's the Svara to be Machmer? That it shouldn't, at least it shouldn't be Mistarif. Taka not Mistarif Laheter, but there's no Shita. It's not, you're not being Choshish for, there isn't a Shita that holds like this, that you're being Choshish for such a Shita. What are you, where does this come from? What's the reason for this idea? So we'll say one mahalach, one beer, the Prima Gadim's mahalach. That, because it's really based on Sif Beis. You ready to read the sheets?
No. Are you ready? No. That one was, you know, we were able to get through.
So what's the Din of Sif Beis? And Din of Sif Beis is that what happens if you... That this whole idea that you could count the Atzamas, even according to the Mechaber, we allow you to count the Atzamas of Isser, Laheter, that's only if, let's say, you're cooking a pot of chalant and the piece of steak, treif of steak, with the bone fell into the chalant. So, or flanking with the bone. So then we're saying that the bone is going to be, receive some... going to help to be mevatel some of the meat. The bone is be'etzem heter. I don't know. It's wrong to say that it's be'etzem heter, but the bone doesn't have the koyach to aser, and therefore it'll help to be mevatel the basar taste that goes into it. Whatever beer you give, it's misad alachluchis or it's metadrus that it's going to go in and won't have the koyach to go out. But if you cook the flanken first by itself in a separate pot and then you threw it into the chalent. So now you're going to say that when I threw it into the chalent, there was one kazayis, let's say one kazayis of basar and one kazayis of atzamis. So I'm going to say that the mechaber paskins, I only need shishim against, first of all, I only need shishim against the kazayis of basar, not against the atzamis. And not only that, that one kazayis of atzamis helps, I could count with the rest of my chalent to be mevatel that one kazayis of nevela. So says mechaber, you can't do that. Why? Because since you already cooked it by itself, maybe really the flank, there were two kazaisim al basar. So where did that one kazaisim al basar disappear to? It disappeared into the bones. So now it could be really that bones are full of tam iser now. So now already, not only can't you use the atzamas of iser to be mistar flaheter, but you have to be mishar against the atzamas of iser. Okay? That's the mechaber and sebeis. That's pasha pshat the mechaber and sebeis. Comes the Bach, and he says that even like the Mechaber, if you cooked it before, but if you saw, if that's the whole chashash, so if you saw how much basar was before you cooked the flanken by itself, you saw how much meat it was, how much bones it was, and you saw lechatchila that it was only one kazayis of meat with one kazayis of bones. So there's no chashash that was really two kazayis of meat and that one kazayis disappeared into the bones. You know, there's one kazayis of meat altogether. So that's all you have to mishar against. That would be the din, according to the Mechaber. So the Mechaber is only saying you have to mishar against the bones if you cooked it first by itself. If you didn't know the quantity, if you didn't know, would the Ramah argue on this cool of the Mechaber? So it says, Prima Gadim points this out, that of course the Ramah would argue. Ramah would argue because of Hanan. Because when I,
It's not the Shachan Tazah.
No, that's something else. But here would be Hanan for sure, because when I'm cooking it, pashtus, let's say I'm cooking it in water, so the water is nasis nevela, from the basar nevela, and now it could be that bone, so even I started off with one kazayis of meat, and I ended off with one kazayis of meat, it could be all the water in the pot became nevela, and some of that water was nevela into the bone, so now I have two kazayisim of iser, kazayis of basar nevela, And the bone was Beileya, Kazayas worth of Mayim, that was Neser.
Let's say I roasted it, and I would say it was
not. No, L'chayra not. If you roasted it, and the bone itself can't become an Avela. That was it. That's already what the Shachat has saying there. Unless according to Rama Shita, that it could become. According to Rama, could it become an Avela? But again, it's not really Kli Cheres. That already ties into the Hara of the Shachan Taz. It wouldn't be able to become an Avela, even Lashita Sarama, because it's not like a Kli Cheres, it's like a Kli Mateches, because it's kasherable. But let's say if you cooked it at least with the Mayim, so then it's out of Mayim, the So two things we want to say out from this. So first of all, says the Prima Gadim, that could be the pshat why the Ramah was machmir to say that they were not going to count the Yisr. Why should you not count the Atzalmas of Yisr for the Yisr? Because if you cooked it first by itself, then you can't count the Atzalmas of the Yisr for the Heter. Truth is, then you taka have to count the Atzalmas of the Yisr for the Yisr. But so far we're not going to be machmir to require you to have a greater shear to be mevatel. Also, that some is that not, but there is a svar to say like that in terms of your interpretation of the Gemara. That's the Ramban's. That's how he took out. We ignore the Yerushalmi about the klipe or Arla, and that's what comes out from the mandamer that holds b'shishim is that tzamas of iser mistar from the iser. No, that's not mitzvah. I'm saying if we don't accept the Ramban's pshat, and that tzamas of heter, I mean tzamas of iser are be'etzim. Mistarfin leheter. So then there's no reason to say, and so this gzera we're not going to take so far. We'll make the gzera, it's after you cooked it. So therefore we'll always say don't count it. But to say that because of that you're going to have to mishar also against it, that's already, I guess, I don't know if the people got them addresses that part of the question clearly, but lechayer, that's what you'll answer. That we're not going to, it's a gzera, we're not going to take it that far. He does say it?
No, I think it's like with the simple svara makes sense. Like, If
we're chayshish, he says, "But ulai mishum shaloi yavli litois beim bishul hanavela tchila."
Oy bazoi. We don't want to let it go escape. Meaning, we don't want to treat it that it can go and gan smut heter. As long as I give it a little bit of a heker in a normal case, so then already lo yavli litois. Start off with the heter, then I already know it's not. It's like a reminds me, I guess.
If you remind you that it's a tzamas of iser, so then you'll already know.
And
you already know that if it was cooked together, then the chapzach already that you're not going to be able to. Okay. I don't think you're saying zera zera. You're saying a different thing. You know, you're saying that's enough of a by not allowing you to count it as part of the heter that will already you'll be aware that it's part of the iser, and in the case that you cooked it by itself, you'll know that you have to mashar against it. Now, L'chayra, this will take us back a little bit to yesterday, just to say a little vart. L'chayra, we said before that if you cooked it by itself, with the so even if you know, L'didan, even if you know the shir habasar first, you'll still have to have against the bones, because the water was nasas nevela, and that the water could be nivla into the bones. But it comes out now, you have really two kazesim of iser. One is Nevela, one is Basar Nevela, and one is a bone, one is Mayim. This is the Isser that's in the bone is Mayim, right? Mayim Shenesar. So it comes out that you have two different Isurim. It's Isurim Chalukim, at least Betam. You have Basar Nevela, which is one Isser, and Mayim Shenesar, which the Mayim doesn't taste like Basar. So why can't we say Yisurim Mevatlam Zezeh? Why would I need Kuf Chaf? It's Yisurim Chalukim. So the answer is two. And the Chavos Das is all Arichah. The Chavos Das really talks about all these types of Shailas, and a lot of it is born in the Pesachei Tshuva. But when you have two different foods that were Nasis Nevela from the same Isser, from the same Isser, say
then the Isser Shabbat is the same.
Right? So then it's considered the same Isser. So even though we're dealing with two different foods, the maisa, we're dealing with the bone, which the iser shabai is the water, which was nasar, and the other iser is the basar, which is Isser, Basar Isser, and water, which was Nasar. But what made the water Asser is the Tam Nevela. So therefore, that's for sure considered the same Isser that we're not able to say Isser Mevatlam Zezet. So that's why I would need Kuf Chaf. My mind's not on track. Okay, so we hopped around that little part. So we didn't say the. I don't think the last sugi will take us more than 10 minutes. Well, we're going to be a little bit interrupted, but the last Sif Dalet, the Indian of the Gdeira, Misharim and Maidig. We already said the Gufa Gdeira, the end of Sif Aleph, what Pshat, the Gufa Gdeira is Merefis. Again, to clarify, that was the question of whether or not the. You want the Gdeira to be by lay a sum of the Isser. In other words, we're not coming it from the angle of the heter. That that you really have more heter in this pot. You know you have only 59 kazesim of potatoes. You started off with 59, you ended off with 59. Potato soup you only have 59. But you have a kazayis of Isser, so you thought you only have 59 against it. Do you want to say no? You want to say that some of the Isser also goes into the pot. So then we answered you that the gufak there is animus tarefis. To say that some of the Isser goes into the pot, lekula, you can't say, for either because it doesn't have lechluchis, or because it's not mukaf in the reitiv, or kasava levloya, that whole, the three pirushim that we gave.
When we said the kedah is not mitar for this, it meant lekula? Meant to be...
Yeah, lekula, it's not mitar for lekula. You can't assume that some of the Isser is also being absorbed in the Kedera, which would mean there's less going in to my Heter, which means I really have 60 in my Heter. In other words, from the Isser that's going into my Heter. Okay, so I'm trying to explain that when we were talking about the Gufa Kedera, we wanted the Kedera to absorb some of the Isser, which that would help that there's less Isser going into my Heter. The question is, if Dalid is whether or not the balua in the doifne hagdera help. That means to say, if I have right now 59 kazesim of potato soup against my one kazayis of nevela, but I know, let's say luyitzuri, we'll talk about the pratim, but let's say luyitzuri, I know that there was really 60, and where did that one disappear? It disappeared into the doifne hakli. So inside the kli I have 59 kazesim of potato soup, and in the doifne hakli I have another kazayis of potato soup. Does that one kazayis that's inside the doifne hakli, is that also counted in the taruvas? In other words, altogether, if I do count what's inside the doifne hakli, I really have shishim against the kazayis of basar nevela. That's the question. Does that count? So the Gemara says that meshairin bekipa, beroitiv bekipa, bechatichos. Ubigdeira. So you count and everything that you're cooking. You're cooking a chalent, everything counts. The potatoes, the beans, the meat, everything counts to move out the piece of nevela that fell in. And the gdeira. So Ika da Amri. Yeah, so the first, there's two opinions in the Gemara, and then there's how to understand. So, Ika da Amri b'gdeira atzmo, Ika da Amri b'may de bala gdeira. What does that mean? So, Rashi explains like this. Ika da Amri b'gdeira atzmo is lekula. The first Ika da Amri is telling you that you're able to count the guf hagdeira to be b'leia some of the iser, and therefore, even if you really didn't have 60 in the heter itself, that doesn't matter because the guf hagdeira helps to be mevatel. To be mevatel the yisser, that was what we were shoylul in the beginning. Yeah, that's one ikad amri, and then the second ikad amri, the lishna basra, is the chumra that says no. The guf akli is not mistarif. The only thing that helps is my debolak deira. It means that if you really had more heter in the pot and some of the heter was nivle into the doifnei akli. So that the heter that was nivla in the doifne akli is also counted. It's not count. You don't say that it's not part of the taruvis. It's also counted as part of the taruvis. So if you had shishim, including what's nivla in the doifne akli, that's also good. And the Rashi says that we have to be machmer like the Lishna Basra, that the Gufa Kli is not mitzdarif. And then Rashi says, even Baluchar comes out that even according to Lishna Basra, the Balua and the Kli is mitzdarif. So says Rashi, but wait a minute, with Amaisa, you can't be Makel anyway. So what's going to happen? You're going to come, you want to be Mashar, you're going to see you have a Kazayas of Isser and 59 Kazayasim of Heter. So you want to say, you want to be toilet that really I had Shishim Kazayasim of Heter. Where's that last one? It was Nivla and the Doifnei Akli. If you want to assume that some of the Heter was Nivla and the Doifnei Akli, you have to assume also, most probably, that some of the Isser was also Nivla and the Doifnei Akli, which means that you started off with a larger amount of Isser and some of the Isser is in the Doifnei Akli. So just like you don't have Shishim now, inside the Tafshas, you don't have Shishim, even if you're going to count what's below in the Daifnei Akli. Theoretically, we would. And that's what the Rishonim point out, the Rajba, the Ran. Theoretically, if you would know that you started off with one Kazayis of Nevela, and that's what you have now. So you know the Nevela did not shrink. And you know you started off with Shishim Kazayisim of potato soup. And now you only have 59, so you know that only the potato soup, only the Heter shrunk. Yeah? Then you could. But in a regular case, but that's if you knew. But in a regular case, you can't be Mekel, because the same way some of the Heter got absorbed in the Doifnei Akli, you'll probably have to assume that some of the Isser also gets absorbed in the Doifnei Akli. But we're trying to point out that Mi'ikar Adin, if you do know, we have nothing against counting. La halacha, there is no problem counting what's Balua in the Doifnei Akli is counted as part of the Heruvitz. It's not looked at as separate. Okay? That's Rashi Shita. No, that's Rashi Shita.
What does Bessis say that whatever says that he brings that thing that if you know then?
No, we'll talk. That's the Rashi. We'll get to that in a second. Yeah, no. This is where he says it, and this is the context where he says it. According to Rashi, that even according to Rashi, it says that practically you cannot count the Maidabolic day, right? Because the same way it's Balea the Heter, it's also Balea the Isser. Chayr, if you would know. Then you would be allowed to be able to count what's below in the Daifnei Akli. The Rambam, according to the Rambam, Basif explains, it sounds like, remember, mind myself. Yeah, that when we said the first Ikad Amri, when we said Mashayim Begdera, Begdera Atzma, Ikad Amri Begdera Atzma, that was a chumra. That means Begdera Atzma, only the tafshal that's inside the pot. Yeah, we weren't talking about nothing to do with the pot. Not the gufa kli is for sure not counted. Even the balu and the kli is not counted. And then the second round, the amr is lakula that says my debolik there. That what's balu and the kli you could count. Comes out anyway. Really, the second lishna, according to Side Rashi and Side the Rambam. Really no difference between the two. It's really allowing you to count the balua in the Doifnei Akli. So according to the Rambam, you could also count the balua in the Doifnei Akli. So comes the... But Rashi said that, according to Rashi, we were going in the direction of a chumra. You know, the first Ikad Amri was Lakula, and the second Ikad Amri was Lachumra. So we're heading towards the chumra. So therefore, Rashi concluded, you have to be machmer. You can't just assume. The Rashba is machriya like this. There's a chilek between taruvas and mimbamina, mimbashayinim, because mimbamina we paskin is the shishim, shir shishim is the rabbanon. So if the basar nevela fell into a pot of Rabbi, say, can you please come back in 5 minutes? I'm sorry, I'll make you wait another few minutes, but this is my schedule when I give shiurim here. It's not supper time yet. Rabbi, say, please. So that room is terrible. Gives me a big headache. So Ikad Amri b'mayde. So the Rashba says like this. If you're talking about a terubus of mimbimini, where the basar nevela fell into basar kosher, and there's a suffix shishim. So the shishim is only. It's not a suffix shishim. So the shishim is only midarabanan. So therefore, will allow you to count. My debolik there, Mashenkin. If it's mimbamina, if mimbashaina mina, where the shishim is there, Isa, so we can't let you count.
If that's what the second shishim is, that's what the
Gedamri
is?
No. The halacha is you're able to count what's balua and the doifnei akli. Now, Lamaisa, well, Rashi told you that practically you can't be semech on anything. So the Rashba said that, you know, it depends, and the Rambam sounded like you could. So he said, it depends if it's mimimini or mimishena mina. Okay. Now, here is a big machlokes. It's an important one, like practically. Well, it's not, practically, it doesn't really make much of a difference. But what was the Rajba talking about when he made this chilek between mimimini and mimishena mina? So from the Beis Yosef is mashma, that when the Rajba said this chilek, he was talking about when you did not know. You did not know the Shir HaIsser and the Shir HaHeter in the beginning. So you're guesswork now. You're coming here now, and right now you don't have Shishim. You want to assume that really you have Shishim. Where's that extra Heter hiding? In the Daif Ne'akli. And Rashi said you can't do this because the same way the Isser disappeared, the same way some of the Heter got absorbed in the Kli, some of the Isser also did. Comes the Rajba and he says, well, if you mimish ein aminai, where it's shishim is not Torah, so obviously you have to be machmir on it. If it's mimba minai, shishim is under abonus, and misafik, yeah, I could assume that some. Again, even according to this, the Rajba clarifies that we're only counting what's belu on the daif nekli, not what disappears, well, not what evaporates. What evaporates, you can't count. If you have, you have to mishar ba'oimid yafa. You have to mishar ba'oimid yafa, the amount that didn't evaporate, but the amount that got absorbed. And if in the amount that you think that you're guessing, educated guess, got absorbed, would have helped you come to Shishim. So if it's min b'minay, so you don't have to start worried that also the Isser was greater. If it's min b'shayde minay, you obviously have to be choshesh that also the Isser was greater. And like Rashi said, therefore you can't be mekel. Alright? This is one way to learn, a kulodik way. But if you know this year to begin with, that you had shishim, the Isser was only one kazayis, and the heter was 60, and now the Isser stayed at a kazayis. The Isser didn't get smaller, and only the heter got smaller, and, you know, the pot was covered, you don't have to worry that it evaporated. You know that it was nivlin and daif ne'akli, so then even if it's mimishayin amina, you could also be mekel. This whole chilek that he wanted, if it's guesswork, so then you could only do it by mimbimini, not by mimishayin amina. But if you know, then you could do it even by mimishayin amina. And the Prima Gaudem and Rekiva Eger both say that they think from the Rajma himself it's not mashma like that. From the Rajma himself is mashma that if you don't know, you're never allowed to guess, even by min b'minoy. Of course you have to assume that some of the heter, some of the isser also, why should you, even if it's min b'minoy, there's no reason to suggest that only the heter evaporated, not the isser. No, I mean, not evaporated, it was nivla in the daif nekli, not the isser. If you know the amount, you know that the Isser did not get smaller, the Heter did get smaller, so then you want to start calculating that it wasn't Machma Shakola, it didn't evaporate, but it was Nivlun, the Daif Ne'akli. So then we're going to allow you, if it's Min B'mina, we're going to allow you. If it's Min B'she'ena Mina, we're not going to allow you.
Does it make on a case from Yoda, and now there's less than Shishim?
Yeah, we were discussing only now that now there's
no
Shishim.
You Shishim, can I get the Isser before you started baking? Whatever, my mistake, you bake it, yeah? That's the case. So now, according to... So if it's min b'mino, and now comes after the bishul, there's no test.
There's no shishi. Yeah. Now, if it's min b'mino, then you could be makel and assume that it... I mean, if you're doing a fair guess that it didn't evaporate, and it was nibbling to the daif ne'akli. Shengen, if it's m'shein b'mino, then you
now
can't
what?
Be makel.
And you can't be mitzvah if it's in there.
Well, a couple things. Could be because you can't be so sure that it didn't evaporate. And not so sure that we want to... Yeah, that you know that Kazayas didn't shrink. Yeah, or you know the amount that it shrunk and it was disproportionate to the amount that it happened. So that's the basic machlokes, how to understand. La'alacha la'maisa, the Shachat has both quote the Rashal that say it, even if it's min b'minoy, even if you know, yeah, it's always the way it is now. Otherwise, it comes to a takala. You have to do shishim the way it is now. Okay.